The number of immigrant, refugee, and other students who need help with English is growing in parts of Anchorage, but the school district's funds are spread thin because of last year's cuts, and they don't have the money to hire new teachers or tutors. KSKA's Daisha Eaton visits Mears Middle School in South Anchorage to learn more.
This fall, Nestor Cunanan enters Mears Middle School in South Anchorage with the odds stacked against him.
I learned English from the TV for what? And watching Disney Channel. Yeah, I watched American movies a lot.
Cunanan is what the Anchorage School District calls an English language learner, or ELL student. Today, the round-faced eighth grader with an easy smile is registering for classes in the Mears gym. He just moved to Anchorage from the Philippines. He says his favorite subject is science.
I'm hoping to try to dissect the frog because I haven't dissected the frog yet.
In order to succeed in science classes, Cunanan will have to pick up an array of special subject-specific words that he likely didn't learn while watching American movies in the Philippines. It's a steep learning curve. The graduation rate for ELL seniors has been stuck between 40 and 50% for years. And unless something changes soon, the district's goal to have a 90% graduation rate for all students by 2020 seems unlikely. Cunanan is on target to graduate with the class of 2018. He seems to speak well, but then this happens.
I forgot the word.
That's typical, says ELL tutor Pam Strickland. And she says language isn't the only thing the kids need to learn.
The kids don't know how the system works. You know, they need to know that you have to raise your hand or, you know, different cultural things that they bring that they need to know the difference here in this, and how the classroom runs. And then trying to help them understand, make the connections between the vocabulary of a lot of subject matter will translate easily, like math. The symbols are the same, but just translating the vocabulary and then learning to fit in.
Strickland, who bounces between Mears and nearby Golden View, is the only ELL tutor for both schools. She says the number of students that she works with has tripled over the past few years, but the district hasn't hired any more help, and that worries her.
I think hiring more people would be a quick solution. If we're going to say we're going to service English language students, then I think that has to be what we're doing. And it's hard to do when you have 80 students.
It's a problem that Phil Farson, who runs the English Language Learner program for the Anchorage School District, is well aware of. He says the ELL population is shifting in Anchorage, growing in outlying areas.
We're seeing a gradual shift of ELL students into the southern parts of the city. And schools that in the past that traditionally had very few or no ELL students are finding that they have 20, 30, 40 kids.
But because of $25 million in budget cuts last school year, Farson says he's stretched so thin that he can't hire additional staff and stay within budget. No ELL teachers were cut last year, but tutors were.
Our overall budget allocation for this coming school year is substantially less than it was the previous year. In fact, altogether, equivalent of about 10 positions were lost in terms of our, what we call our paraprofessionals or our tutors.
That leaves less staff for more kids, about 100 tutors for around 5,600 ELL students in the district. Back at Mears, Valerie Davidson is registering her daughter, Kylie. Her daughter is Yupik, and she speaks English well. But Davidson is passionate about the importance of providing support for ELL students. She makes her point by asking me a question in Yupik.
You ready? Daringan? Daringan ka? Daringan? Wow. Well, since you didn't answer, I'm afraid you're not going to be able to be in the advanced classes and you're not going to be able to get the most out of your education because I just asked you if you understood. And so, since you didn't respond, then you're just not going to be able to advance with the rest of the kids.
Davidson says having enough English language teachers and tutors is critical to ensuring that every student gets an equal chance at an education. Back on the other side of the gym, Cunanan says he's excited to start school, but you can hear some uncertainty in his voice.
I guess I'll have new friends here and a new experience.
Cunanan says he hopes to graduate from high school, go to college, and maybe become a scientist. Administrators say they anticipate additional budget cuts this school year, no word yet on whether programs for English language learners will be included. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.